are listening to Detective Samuel Siff's Love One Discovery or Recovery Services. Welcome to episode 3 of the podcast. Thanks for coming back. If you're new to the series, this is part 3 of The Case for the Cure. So, do what you gotta do.
I was happy with the setup Dr. C.C. Daniels and myself had arranged. A guaranteed chomper-free building where we could just easily sit and document Frank McCormick for 2 weeks, and then at the end of a comfortable stakeout, a pay rate of 10,000 cans of tuna. Not a bad net, but I did not account on things getting interesting. Hey, you awake, partner?
Getting there. My shift?
Yep.
What did I miss?
Not much. 14 trucks came and unloaded, 2 shifts of guards. You know, a guard shift of 2 hours, it's impressive. It means they've got labor to spare. Plus, guard shifts longer than that, well, men's minds wander.
I assume you noticed those 2 lost ones being drawn to the noise.
No, I didn't. I must have wandered. Nice eyes. Their closest guard tower should see them when they go around that corner.
A team of 6 is heading out. You see that?
Where?
The main compound's east wall. Why are they carrying pool cleaners?
The loop goes over the head and around the neck. Lets you work close.
Yes. Right. I had forgotten people used those.
Through the telescope, their faces don't look scared. They've done this before.
No one is carrying a long spike.
Well, they got a couple of machetes.
Even machetes are a little too close for my comfort. I like the long spike.
Agreed. Who doesn't?
2 with loopers are in the lead, followed by 2 with machetes, and 2 back up with rifles.
Plus a couple of sharpshooters at the guard tower now.
Nice.
Loopers going in.
They got him.
Smart. My old team could have learned a couple of tricks from watching these guys operate.
Machetes going in.
They are going for the mouth, not the brain.
Curious.
Why would they do that?
Without a mouth, a head can't bite.
That is gruesome. A spike is better.
Mouth is gone. Now they're going for the neck.
Same here. Why?
They want to save the head. That's the way I used to do it.
You wanted to save the head?
Sure, it's easier to pack in a cooler.
A cooler?
For transport.
For transport.
When I first started my business, if people paid enough, I'd bring back the head of the loved one my clients would hire me to find, so they could know for sure.
That sounds horrible. To see your daughter's head snarling at you, looking up from a bloody cooler?
Yeah, it rarely went well.
The machete guy has done at least 7 hacks, but the head is still on there.
Yeah, heads don't come off easy.
He's almost got it off.
The tricky part is when the head drops and rolls.
One of them is bringing a net and a metal box from the van.
Head in a box.
What the hell? They are leaving and taking the head with them? Why would they do that? Why would they take a head?
Now, if they're going to go through the trouble of putting a head in a box, they're going to take it with them.
Strange thing to collect.
Who knows why he wants the heads? Maybe for a nice interrogation threat. Maybe he drops them in a pit. Maybe McCormick just has a collection. Maybe he lobs them when in battle.
Jesus.
More like Lazarus.
Ha.
McCormick ran a ship tighter than a Russian submarine. Even Santa with a sack of severed heads couldn't sneak in there. On day 2, I was dreaming about Mom's apple pie when Daniels woke me up.
Samuel, get up. Quick. Something's happening.
Okay, where?
3rd factory in from the right. The guards were told something. They aren't looking out, but at their own courtyard.
Got it.
Wait, let me change my focus. Yes, a door is opening on the front left corner.
Somebody's coming out.
They are walking funny. Slowly.
Wait, that's not somebody. That's a chomper.
I think there is another one behind him.
Not just one.
First one is in the yard. Is that... He's wearing a McCormick armband?
Really? You're right. They all are. They just keep coming.
I count 11.
I count 13 and more are still coming out.
What is going to happen when one of them sees the guards in the tower?
Beats me. What is McCormick playing, huh? Look at the guards in the tower.
None of them are getting into shooting position.
Right, but not only that. Look, some of them are smiling.
Some of the infected are sitting.
The infected don't ever sit.
These ones are. What sort of infected doesn't go for the living?
Something is not right here.
One of them must have seen one of the guards by now. They don't care? Is it the cure? Is that what the cure looks like? Still infected, just not hungry?
If that's the cure, never take me to a doctor.
I am a doctor.
Present company excluded. But you're right, the chompers are just sitting.
It's like they have regained control of their hypothalamic functioning. The hypothalamus is the part of the brain that controls satiety.
That's why they're not interested in human flesh kebabs.
Maybe.
After all this time, seeing them just sit. Strangely chilling, isn't it?
Like a morgue.
Neither Daniels or I could rest. We both stood watch, but there wasn't much to see. The chompers just sat, a few wandered, one of them got stuck in a corner. After 3 hours, a living came out and led the deadheads inside. He had to yell at some of the deadheads to get their attention. It was quiet after that. I went back to sleep. It was my shift, but Daniels, she refused to sleep. She didn't want to miss another release. She wanted to study the deadheads' movements, their symptoms. She was sure it was the cure. I thought scientists needed a little more facts before making a hypothesis. But what do I know about the scientific method? She let me sleep, alone, all night.
Samuel, wake up. Wake up now.
Okay, what's happening?
Grab your telescope.
Where?
Look at the guard on the bottom left corner of the first warehouse. Look familiar?
Dark purple baseball hat?
Mm-hmm. Look familiar?
No.
Look again. Remember the infected siesta from the other day?
No, that can't be. Was he one of the chompers from the other day?
I think so. You tell me.
It is. I remember his red curly hair.
So it's true.
What's true?
There is a cure.
We don't know that.
Of course we do. We saw him as a lost one and now he's not. How is that not a cure?
Like finding the fifth ace in a deck? Something doesn't feel right.
Something doesn't feel right? We are looking at a man who is cured, who was brought back from the undead. How does that not feel right?
We don't know that.
You don't. I do. We have to go back and tell the authority. This must be shared.
I am not employed by the authority. We wait. We keep watching.
That's bullshit. This is bigger than some paycheck.
I ain't leaving yet.
What if I left without you?
I'd miss all this snappy banter and...
Ugh.
What are those guys doing around the back?
What guys?
Around the back. They're loading something into the back of a pickup truck. How long have they been back there?
I hadn't noticed them. I was too preoccupied with the healed guard.
They're getting ready to leave. What are those things in the back? They almost look like...
Oh my God. They're chopped up heads.
I think you're right. What are they going to do with them? Well, look at that. They're using a back gate. That's going to be our way in.
So you do want to go in? Then let's go.
Not yet. No way we don't get spotted. No, we're going to wait for the perfect opportunity to get in there. See what McCormick is up to.
What's this opportunity you keep talking about?
Well, they've been gathering all their trucks and soldiers for a couple of days now. They're about to haul something valuable. And when they head out, we'll go in the back.
That could be days. Weeks.
We wait. Go ahead and get comfortable. You want to make tea or should I?
What does it matter what they are about to do? We have to go to the free zone now. This has to be shared.
Maybe they're just concerned that somebody will try to steal it.
Steal it? It must be shared with everyone.
McCormick might not agree. Plus, others might want it destroyed.
Destroy it? Silence it? Don't be ridiculous. Who would even attempt to do that?
There's plenty of sick people who like the way things are. You might say they have a vested interest in it.
Let's leave.
You're free to go. I'm staying.
Fuck you, you sad shit of a man.
Woman, you could raise the dead with all of your huffing and bluffing. Dr. Daniels. Dr. Daniels. She wasn't bluffing. Stubborn as an atomic wind, she walked out the front door, straight to the McCormick compound without giving a flippity flew who saw her. Like I said, she wasn't bluffing, so I chased her, and that's the problem of chasing skirts. You don't know what's going to happen next.
You have been listening to Detective Samuel Siff's Loved One Discovery or Recovery Services. Tune in to episode 4 for the finger-biting conclusion with a twist so unexpected, we back it with a money-back guarantee. Samuel Siff was played by Kevin Patterson, Cece Daniels by Lauren Spano. Written and produced by Kevin Patterson, sound engineering by Adrian Parrish, intro beats by Space Baby. Recording and sound design by Lost Frequency Audio Lab. This podcast series is a Stationary Hobo production. Thank you, and see you all in the future.